Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Chana Balabha Kiri Paradhari. Gopi Chana Balabha Kiri Paradhari. Yasoda Nandana Prachana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Prachana Ranjana Yamuna Shiravana Chari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Radha Giridhari? Radha Giridhari Ju ki de. Krishna Balaram Subhadra Maharani ki. Gauri Sai ki de. Samadheta Bhakta Vrinda ki de. Nirvana Road. यत्र की जय नित्य गोप मनंदी मेर मेर रो भक्त बिंद की जय हरे कृष्ण. थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी दिस मॉर्निंग मेर रो. ओके So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 19, text number
17.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Matva-shvastra-duhitvava Navivikta-sano-bhaven Balavam-nindriya-gramo Vidvam-samapika-sati Matva-shvastra-duhitvava Navivikta Viviktakta-sano-bhaven Balavan-indriya-gramo Itvam-samapika-sati Matra-swastra-duhi-bhavan Naviviktakta-sano-bhaven Balavan-indriya-gramo Itam samapika shati. Matra swasadu hitrava. Nabhavivikshano pare. Palavanindriya brahma. Itam samapika shati. Matra swasadu hitrava Nabhi-shikta-sano-bhave Palavan-indriya-sahmo Vitvam-samapika-sati Matra-svasadu-hitrava Nāvivikta-sano-bhave Kālava-nindriyo-sati Matra-svasadu-hitrava Sano bhave
Balavan indriya gramo
Balavan indriya gramo
Vidvam sati sati
Matra svasvadu hitrava Avinikta sano bhave Indriya Brahmo Vidvam Samapika Sati Matra Spasat Vindram Nabi Vikta Sano Bhave Balavan Indriya Brahmo Vidvam Samapika Sati. So translation of Purple Place, Divine Grace, the Boy Saranaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. One should not allow oneself to sit on the same seat, even with one's own mother, sister, or daughter. For the senses are so strong that even though one may is very advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by its sex.
मनुष्य को चाहिए कि अपनी माता, बहन या पुत्री के साथ एक ही आसन पर ना बैठे, क्योंकि इंद्रियां इतनी प्रबल होती है कि बड़े से बड़े विद्वान भी यौन द्वारा आकर्षित हो सकता है.
Purport. Learning the etiquette of how to deal with women does not free one from sexual attraction. Line by line.
स्त्रियों के साथ व्यवहार करने का शिष्टाचार सीख लेने से कोई यौन आकर्षण से मुक्त नहीं हो सकता.
As specifically mentioned here within, such attraction is possible even with one's mother, sister, or daughter. Generally, of course, one is sexually attracted to his mother, sister, or daughter. But if one allows himself to sit very close to such a woman, one may be attracted.
कोई अपनी माता, बहन या पुत्री के साथ के प्रति विषय भोग के दृष्टि से आकर्षित नहीं होता, किंतु यदि कोई इनके समीकट बैठता है तो वह आकर्षित हो सकता है.
This is a psychological fact.
यह मानव वैज्ञानिक सत्य है.
It may be said that one is liable to be attracted if he is not very advanced in civilized life. However, as specifically mentioned here, Vidvam Samapikashati, even one is highly advanced materially or spiritually, he may be attracted by lusty desires.
तो वह आकर्षित हो सकता है, किंतु जैसा यहाँ विशेष रूप से उल्लेख हुआ है, विद्वान भी चाहे वो भौतिक या आध्यात्मिक दृष्टि से कितना ही बड़ा चला क्यों ना हो, विषय वासनाओं द्वारा आकर्षित हो सकता है.
The object of attraction may even be one's mother, sister, or daughter. Therefore, one should be extremely careful in dealings with women.
आकर्षण की वस्तु उसकी माता, बहन या पुत्री तक हो सकती है.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most strict in such dealings, especially after he accepted the sannyas order.
अतएव स्त्रियों के साथ व्यवहार करते समय मनुष्य को अत्यधिक सावधान रहना चाहिए. चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऐसे व्यवहार में विशेषतया संन्यास ग्रहण करने के बाद अत्यंत कठोर थे.
Indeed, no woman could come near him to offer respect.
कोई भी स्त्री प्रणाम करने के लिए उनके पास नहीं जा पाती थी.
Again, one is warned herewith that one should be extremely careful in dealing with women.
यहाँ पर भी यही चेतावनी दी गई है, मनुष्य को स्त्रियों के साथ व्यवहार करते हुए अत्यंत सतर्क रहना चाहिए.
A brahmachari is forbidden even to see the wife of his spiritual master if she happens to be young.
ब्रह्मचारी को तो अपनी गुरु पत्नी को भी यदि वह युवती हो देखना मना है.
Wife of the spiritual master may sometimes take some service from the disciple of her husband as she would from a son, but if the wife of the spiritual master is young, A brahmachari is forbidden to render service to her. Om Agyan Smiram Dasya Chananjanan Shalakaya Chakshuram Vinitandina Tashmai Shri Grahimana Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shri Pasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari. So today is also the disappearance day of Saranga Thakur. I was requested to say something also. So Saranga Thakur, he lived in Navadvip, in Mamgachi, I think. Mamgachi? Okay, near to Mamgachi.
So Saranga Thakur, Navadvip, Dhamma, Me, Nivas, Kya Karte Te, and Mamgachi, Wo Ek Dvip Me Aata Hai, So Vam Pe Nivas Kiye.
And he was renowned as being like an avadut. It means he was completely beyond any bodily conception. So his activities didn't actually conform with social normalities. Sometimes he'd be playing with poisonous snakes. When the tiger comes, he would slap the face of the tiger. And when he wanted to do some peaceful chant, some peaceful japa, he would sit under the water, sometimes for days on end, chanting japa. So he was very austere. Every day he would go and beg a little bit of rice to offer to his deities. And in the evening he would cross the Ganga and go to Mahaprabhu's Shivas Thakur's house, and he would engage in the Sankirtan, the nocturnal Sankirtan. And one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, or told him, you should make some disciples.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ek din kahe, aap shishya banaiye.
He had always avoided making any disciples. So Mahaprabhu said, no, you should make disciples. And Saranga Thakur said, yeah, that's okay, you should make some disciples, but the qualifications of the disciples, they must be firmly fixed in the orders of the Guru. They must serve the Guru very diligently, their mind never deviating, fully dedicated to the Guru. And such a disciple becomes a glory to the Sampradaya.
विचार यह है। हाँ, शिष्य तो जरूर स्वीकार करूंगा, पर शिष्य की योग्यता की आवश्यकता है। शिष्य को चाहिए कि वह इतने स्तर कर गुरु की सेवा में व्यस्त हो जाए और मन को एकत्र करके सेवा में लगे रहे। और इस प्रकार के अगर कोई शिष्य हो तो वो वास्तव में अपने संप्रदाय का बड़ा गौरव लाता है।
Sir, unfortunately, due to the age of Kali, I don't see anyone who has this qualification.
और अगर ऐसा देखा जाए इस गौर कली के इस युग में मैं किसी को ऐसे पात्रता नहीं देख पा रहा हूँ।
So how shall I make disciples?
तो फिर भी आप कहते हैं तो मैं शिष्य बनाऊँ।
And Mahaprabhu said, smiled and he said, simply by you're making them your disciples by association, then they will adopt all the good qualities you have just spoken about. So then he submitted to the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he thought, okay, the next person I see, first person I see tomorrow morning, I will make my a disciple. So early in the morning, he was taking his bath in the Ganga, and a dead body floated down the Ganga. It was floating on a bamboo raft. This young man had died from a snake bite. And there is a tradition in Bengal that if one dies from a snake bite, they are not cremated, but they are put on the Ganga. So as the body floated past, then Sri Rangatakura touched it with his foot, and he chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram, in the ear of the dead person. Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And immediately the boy became alive. So he immediately surrendered his life to Sananga Thakur and began to serve him. After some days, his parents came to know that he was alive somewhere. So they came to see him. And they said, our beloved son is alive. Now you... So now you come back home with us. He said, whose mother, whose father, whose son? Your son died, you put him in the Ganga. My father has given me life. Here is my father, Sananga Thakur. So he stayed there and he became very famous. He was also a great ascetic, and he became very famous as Morari. Saranga's Morari, he was known as.
वे भी अपने गुरु के अच्छे शिष्य हुए और बहुत ही सुंदर भक्ति के विधियों को पालन करते थे, बहुत ही विख्यात हुए। वे नाम उनका मुरारी था, पर सब लोग उनके शरांग ठाकुर से जोड़ कर था कि ये शरांग ठाकुर के मुरारी है, शरांग सारंग मुरारी करके बुलाते थे।
शरांग ठाकुर की जय। His deities are still there in Mamgachi. Along with the Vasudeva Dutt deities and Madan Gopal. Radha Gopinath is there, I think. Yeah. There is a tree there, Siddha Bokul, Bokul tree. And he would sit under that and do japa. And then it started to die. Inside became hollow and the tree became like it was going to die. And Mahaprabhu came there one time to see Murari, and he saw how he was a little bit sad that this nice apple tree was going to die. So Mahaprabhu embraced that tree, and then it came to life again. And still today, you can see it has a big hole in it, but it's still alive and thriving.
महाप्रभु आए देखे कि शराब तत्व से वृक्ष के नीचे रोज जपा करते हैं तो यह नहीं रहेगा तो बहुत दुख सताएंगे इसे। तो ऐसे में महाप्रभु ने उस वृक्ष को आलिंगन किए, जैसे आलिंगन के वो खोखला वृक्ष आज है पर ऊपर हरा भरा और बहुत ताजा भी दिखाई पड़ता है, आज भी भक्त लोग इसका दर्शन करते हैं।
स्वांग ठाकुर की
जय।
मुरारी Strongest Murari Ki.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's quite a popular verse, this one. How one should never allow oneself to sit on the same seat, even with one mother, daughter, sister, for the senses are so strong that even though one may be advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by sex.
मनुष्य को चाहिए कि अपनी माता बहन या पुत्री के साथ एक ही आसन पर न बैठे, क्योंकि इंद्रियां इतना प्रबल होती है कि बड़े से बड़े विद्वान भी यौन द्वारा आकर्षित हो सकता है।
So Prabhupada says in the purport that learning the etiquette of how to deal with women, it doesn't free one from sexual attraction. Women have their own psychology, and if you know the psychology of women, if you're living in the Grihastha ashram, then you can know how to deal with women to some extent. You know their psychology.
उनकी
The idea is that Krishna, he knows perfectly the psychology of women. So silly, it remains attractive to Srimata Radharani and her friends. So, in other words, one can never really understand a woman perfectly. Krishna has all these opulence, beauty, strength, fame, wealth, knowledge, renunciation, he's the most renowned. But even though Krishna is so renowned, still sometimes you see Krishna, he has to touch the lotus feet of Radharani and ask her to forgive him. He's still attracted to her. Even you know the psychology and you have renunciation, still a woman is there. He's got something will be there to attract. So this attraction, the sex attraction that is there, it's only there in the spiritual world. This is a reflection in the material world. And even Krishna, he becomes under the control of that desire sometimes. So there, according to the Vedic civilization, there is separation, and one should be very, very careful in dealings and association with women. And here the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, it says no woman should come near him. It means, I think there was a 20 feet, they had the devotees, from 20 feet, Madhiji should pay their obeisance to Sri Chaitanya. They shouldn't come close. So Mahaprabhu was very strict. He was setting an example for others to follow. And even as a young man, Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya, he was also very strict. Even in his Grihastha ashram, he said he was never joking and things like that with his wife. So, this sex attraction is so strong that even in old age,
Avastha mein bhi aisa dekha jata hai.
I was in Srila Prabhupada's room one time, and there was one life member was with Prabhupada, an elderly man. He was probably about 80, or 75, Prabhupada's age. And I think Prabhupada was reading, he was sitting at his desk reading, and the life member was talking, and he said, yes, when you become old, he said, certain age, automatically the sex desire will go. And Prabhupada looked up and said, oh, automatically never. And then he told the story of Emperor Akbar. And Akbar said the same thing to minister, that at a certain age automatically sex attraction would be gone. And so his minister said, no, it doesn't go. Yes, it will go when we get old, the body is old, the senses will be weak, there won't be any pushing. So he said, okay, come with me, we're going to see, we have one old minister there who's on his deathbed, almost dead. If you come with me, we'll go and meet him, but you bring your beautiful daughter with you. And he said, when we go in, you look at the minister, see his reaction. So they all went into the minister's room, and his eyes immediately went to the beautiful young daughter of the emperor. So he was the emperor. The emperor walks into your room. He's an important, most important person. The minister's attention went to his young, beautiful daughter, not to the emperor. Then the Emperor Akbar understood, yes, even in old age, the desires will not go. So in this story is of King Yayati, I think just before or just after this sloka is described, are we telling the story about the human story about the goat? Is that previous?
Yes.
Okay. So in the, a few of those purports there, in that story, Prabhupada is emphasizing one word. just in one word, throughout many purports, at least three or four times he mentioned. And he said King Ayati, he realized the futility of it all, chasing after sex desire, birth after birth, universe after universe. And it says that he voluntarily gave up that, chasing after, to satisfy his senses. It's a voluntary thing, and Prabhupada stressed it in many, many purports in the area. You read it. One has to voluntarily give it up. It's not going to go automatically. You have to voluntarily give up.
इस आकर्षण को हम स्वयं अपने इच्छा से स्वइच्छा से त्याग देना चाहिए या ऐसा कभी ऑटोमेटिक नहीं जाएगा इसे जन्म जन्मांतर ये आकर्षण बनी रहेगी एक लोग से दूसरे लोग जाने पर भी ये आकर्षण बनी रहेगी इसे स्वइच्छा से त्याग देना होगा इस बात पर प्रभुपाद जी लगभग तीन या चार श्लोकों में बल दिया किया करते थे
So it's up to the living entity to utilize his minute independence. He can make that choice. Just like the reason we're in the material world is because we made the choice. We voluntarily made a choice. Krishna didn't force us to come. Nobody forced us to come. We actually made a voluntary choice. And similarly, to go back home, back to Godhead, back to Radha Giridhari, we have to make that choice. It's our independent choice. Krishna's not going to force us to go back. Although he wants us to go back, he's not going to force us. We have to use our... we have to voluntarily choose to go back. Because love is coming from you. You can't pass it on to someone else to give to someone else. It's something directly from you. You give to Krishna.
Because love is coming from you.
I'll give an example. I took the form registration office in Krishnanagar near Navadvip. And the officer there said, you've been here so long, and why don't you become a citizen? Why don't you become an Indian? I said, I'm having a problem identifying myself as an English man. I don't want to change my identity and identify myself as an Indian also.
तो एक भारतीय पहचान को दूर करने में मुझे कितना समय लगेगा इसलिए मैं यही पहचान से अधिक चीज़ बताऊँ
He was actually a well-cultured man, and he immediately respected me. Oh, he said, Atmatattva, Atmatattva, you're speaking truth. Come to my house. Please come. But anyway, he said, now, I said, how do I go about the citizenship, become an Indian? And he said, you write on a piece of paper why you want to become an Indian citizen. He said, I don't want any letter heading. It's gone letter heading. I don't want a plain piece of paper. It's not officially coming from ISKCON or anything like that. It has to come from you, so don't give me an official heading, ISKCON. I want you to write, please tell me, help. I want to become an Indian citizen. So that's the qualification for going back home like the Godhead. It has to come from you. It has to come from you. So it's a voluntary thing. Krishna, he gives us all help. He gives us Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata. He comes personally as the Acharya Vigraha. He gives his message. Guru is there, giving us all knowledge, all assistance. But you have to make that step in this situation. So this attraction in the material world, attraction and repulsion. Raga Dvesha in Bhagavad Gita, attraction and aversion. Prabhupada says in that, it's a verse in Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter, Raga Dvesha. Oh, you heard. Attraction and aversion also, as Prabhupada describes it, as lust and envy. I like something and I don't like something. So more or less, this is all that's going on in this world. I'm going through life, moving around, and I'm saying, I like that, I don't like this. The sense is, in contact with the sense object, it sees something and it decides, do I like it or I don't like it?
Indriya vastu
स्पर्श करते हुए ये निर्णय लेता है मुझे अच्छा लगता है या अच्छा नहीं लगता है.
If I like it, I'll accept it. If I don't like it, I'll reject it. It's the function of the mind, accepting and rejecting. That's all. So practically that's all that's going on in the material world. What I like, what I don't like. And to make spiritual advancement, one has to go beyond this consciousness of I like, I don't like. Because this is what is keeping us bound up in this material world. So we have to go beyond this liking and disliking and cultivate chanting Hare Krishna and get an attraction for the Holy Name. This is the alternative, Krishna Seva. We have to have an alternative, otherwise we can remain on this platform of accepting and rejecting, accepting and rejecting.
So हमारे पास एक रास्ता है कृष्ण सेवा का. इस कृष्ण सेवा में अपने मन को लगाना है, नहीं तो यही चलता रहेगा. मुझे ये अच्छा लगता है, ये अच्छा नहीं लगता है.
In the fourth canto, also Prabhupada is again given another example of this raga dvesha, attach, lust and envy.
तो चौथे स्कंद में भी श्री प्रभुपाद जी एक उदाहरण देते हैं राग और द्वेष का, काम और ये द्वेष का.
And he quotes Shankaracharya also in the same mood. Shankaracharya is saying how one should not become attracted to the breast of a woman in this world.
और Shankaracharya भी अपने शिक्षा में बताते हैं कि चाहिए व्यक्ति को कि एक स्त्री के स्तन के प्रति आकर्षित ना हो जाए.
They're very bewildering. Lord Shiva was bewildered when Mohini was playing the ball. And then he saw his Yayati also. You read the descriptions, at first they are attracted to the breasts of a young woman. There's always prominent.
और यहाँ पे यायाती भी वो तरुण यौवन के सनम को देखकर आकर्षित हुए.
So Shankaracharya is warning us, do not be attracted by the breath, especially of a young woman.
इसलिए शंकराचार्य ये संकेत दे रहे हैं, सावधान कर रहे हैं, आकर्षित मत हो जाइए ये तरुण यौवन के सनम से.
Now Prabhupada is commenting on that. He said, actually, the two breasts of a woman, they represent this rajadvesha, this attachment and aversion, or lust and envy. I like, I don't like.
So, Prabhupada ji, apne is baat ke upar tika dekhte hue, kehte hain ki ye do stan jo hai kriyon ka, ye kaam aur dvesh hai, lust aur aversion.
So, this is the greatest the epitome of materialistic life is attraction, is sex attraction. The greatest happiness of material life. You see that this attraction and verse, Raja Dvesha, is the greatest obstacle in spiritual life.
Yeah,
Well, we see those the greatest happiness in this material world is the attraction of male and female. And they're actually united. What is in between them? It is this lust and envy, this raja dvesha. This is the greatest obstacle in our progress in the spiritual life, yet in the material world it considers the greatest happiness. What is the greatest happiness that is between us is the greatest obstacle for spiritual life.
भौतिक जगत में जो सबसे बड़ा घातक रुकावट है वो है स्त्री पुरुष का आकर्षण और आध्यात्मिक जगत में यही इसी प्रकार से देखा जाता है कि जो आकर्षण कृष्ण के लिए होता है वो प्रगति का कारण होता है.
So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, yeah, these are the greatest obstacles in spiritual life, and one has to come to this point in human life and make a decision. What am I going to do about this attraction and repulsion that's happening all the time? I'm accepting something, like it, I don't like it. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to do some positive move. This is human life, he said. When you come to this point of making a decision, I'm going to do something about my attraction and repulsion to the material world.
भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर इस बात पर जोर देते हैं, कहते हैं कि ये मनुष्य देह अब हमको प्राप्त हुआ है तो हमें एक निर्णय में आना ही है, ये चाहिए कि नहीं चाहिए. आकर्षण और ये द्वेष, ये राग और द्वेष के चक्कर से मैं कैसे बचूं, कैसे इसे मुक्त हूँ, इसके लिए एक उपाय इस मनुष्य देह में हमें प्राप्त करना है.
Yeah, and that is the supreme decision of a human being to make. And yeah, to make that decision, then you have to have an alternative, and that is Hare Krishna chanting. We have something positive. Only then you can start to get a taste of spiritual life, a taste of Krishna consciousness. As long as you are getting a taste from your attraction and aversion, there is no room for Hare Krishna to come. So we have to make a decision about dealing with these attractions and aversions, and instead give our consciousness to Krishna. Then Krishna can come in our heart. Otherwise, he won't be able to come when we're holding on to keeping these attractions and aversions in our heart.
तो कृष्ण के प्रति हमारा आकर्षण जागृत नहीं होगा और ऐसा नहीं होगा, ऐसा ही रहेगा तो कृष्ण हमारे हृदय में नहीं आएंगे और हम इसी पे लगे रहेंगे. हमें चाहिए कि जपा के प्रति आकर्षण को बढ़ाए.
So this is the greatest bewilderment in this world.
ये जो आकर्षण है ये सबसे खतरनाक मोह का जाल है.
Why? Because it goes on in the spiritual world and Krishna is also bewildered. But that's his eternal pastime, that's his eternal pleasure. Here we get a reflection. The upside down reflection, the perverted reflection. In the spiritual world it leads to unlimited bliss, in the material world it leads to unlimited suffering, rebirth, death.
आनंद ही आनंद है और भौतिक जगत में बहुत कष्ट और दुख है।
श्रीमा भगवताम की प्रभुपाद की जय। समवेत भक्त बिंद की सीताय गो प्रेम नंदी। हरे कृष्ण। The young boy, he went to the Guru mother and he said, "Can I join the Gurukul mother?" So he was serving, he was doing service to the Guru with all the other brahmacharis. And one day he was carrying firewood for the Guru on his head. And then the bundle of wood fell off, and as it fell off, it pulled some of his hair out. And he saw it was a white hair. He said, "Oh, I've got white hair." I'm getting old. I was a little boy when I came here, and I've just been absorbed in serving Guru with everything, living a simple life, and I've forgotten everything, and time's gone by so quickly, and all I was doing was simply serving Guru and absorbed in service. So absorption in Krishna consciousness, absorption in service, then we can make a decision about Raja Dvesha, attraction of material, repulsion of material world. We have a positive alternative, our service to Krishna. Then it becomes easy.
सारे प्रभु जी गण आएंगे प्रचुर मात्रा में है और सबको मिलेगा फिर माता जी भी ले सकते।